Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 6th of November. A Remnant of the Spirit. Obedience to the word of Christ is the mark of our submission to his lordship. It is the conduct that belongs to confessing that Jesus is Lord and to progressively obtaining salvation. Obedience under the lordship of Christ is equally foundational to Christian marriage. Notably, a man has no capacity to stand and to lead his family without connection to the lordship of Christ. Likewise, a woman who has not personally met Christ and does not know him as her Lord and Savior is unable to join the fellowship of Christ's lordship, which has been granted to her husband by Christ. She cannot be obedient nor call her husband Lord as Sarah called Abraham. The capacity for fellowship together as a married couple is called a remnant of the Spirit, and it is received only through fellowship in the lordship of Christ. Referring to this grace, the prophet Malachi declared, "But did he not make them one having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth." A remnant of the Spirit is unique to a couple whose marriage is being recovered to the fellowship of the order of headship. They are recovered as each person receives the lordship of Christ. A couple does not possess a remnant of the Spirit simply because they are married. Rather, it is given to them from the Father, through Christ, by the Holy Spirit. A remnant of the Spirit is a fellowship in Christ's lordship. This lordship was given to Christ on our behalf when he finished his offering journey and was raised and seated at the Father's right hand. The Apostle Peter proclaimed this truth on the day of Pentecost, saying, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." The references used in today's devotions are Jeremiah chapter 38 verse 20, Romans chapter 10 verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, and Acts chapter 2 verse 36. For further study, Malachi chapter 2.